No, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, and ask we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, it's Friday, May 8th, 2026. It's 3:10 p.m. This is a meeting of the City of Derby Naming Committee, and Mr. Malherbe is calling the meeting to order at 3:07. So we'll rise to salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance
Allegiance
to the
to
flag
the
of the
flag,
United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Roll call, please.
Okay. The Aniello Di Malherbe the third,
Present.
Scott Todd, Dennis O'Connell,
Here.
Kenneth Marcuccio, Randall Ritter,
Here.
Michael Piscineri, Thomas Biggs,
Here.
Marianne Smirtuk,
Here.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Yeah, the record should reflect that there are six members present. So you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. With that being said, I'd like to open it up to the public. Would anybody from the public like to speak?
I can speak real quick because I have two kids that I'm trying to watch.
This is the best time to do
So let me
it.
just speak.
Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Diane Rivers, 124 Park Avenue in Derby. I gather this is the meeting to decide to name the soccer field up at Whittick Park in Mario's memory, and I would agree that it's a good idea. I mean, if it wasn't for Mario, we wouldn't have a soccer program way back when my kids learned how to play. They were only 4 or 5 years old. It was because of Mario that we had a soccer program, whether it was, on a dirt field over at the Picnic Grove or all the way up to Whittick Park. So I would definitely vote in favor of naming the field after Mario.
Okay, thank you very much. Would anybody else from the public like to speak?
This is Denise Tessitore. I'm the wife of late Mario Tessitore. I'm very proud of the work he did to the community of Derby. And I think we still like keeping this program in his memory. And all the goal, like to keep the community involved in a great program for the children. I think that's a good reason to have these fields naming after my late husband. I really appreciate it. Also, my son Joseph. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Anyone else from the public like to speak?
So this is Bill Harris. I live in Heritage Village now, but I used to reside at 511 Roosevelt Drive in Derby. I assume that all of you have seen the letter I wrote requesting the naming of the fields. So if you have, I'm an advocate for this. What I really want to say is, I really appreciate the fact that you folks are getting together on a Friday afternoon. To me, that speaks volumes for how you view this as something that's important. So, again, I'm an advocate for this, and I'm sure you folks will consider everything very fairly, and looking forward to your thoughts on this as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Once again, would anybody from the public like to speak? Would anybody from the public like to speak? Third and last time, would anybody from the public like to speak? Okay, perfect. With that being said, I would just ask, entertain a motion to close the public portion and move on to item agenda five. So I can just get a motion to close the public portion.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second by Randy.
By Randy. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, perfect. So moved. Moving on to number five, discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen and alderwomen on the renaming of the soccer field at Wittick Park in memory of Derby soccer founder Mario Tessitore. So with that being said, I'd like to open it up to the committee for discussion, and we can go from there.
Well, I'll make a motion to get it started, so we'll have the discussion. I make a motion to approve the naming of the fields. Jack Walsh.
Okay. Jack Walsh. Is there a second?
Second, Dennis.
Okay. All right. Now we can discussion.
Oh, I've known Mario for quite a few years. I was chairman of Parks and Recs when the fields were getting built and whatnot, and certainly understand his role in getting the soccer program started. As someone else said, maybe there would never have been a soccer program. I don't know, but he certainly was the guy who drove most of it to all the meetings and finally got fields at Wooded Park, which, you know, I consider to be as nice a soccer feel as you have any place in the state. So those are my feelings.
Anybody else have any thoughts or anything they'd like to add?
This is Dennis O'Connell, Parks and Recreation Director. I just want to share with the committee the current status at Wittick Park, and not sure if this matters at all. Currently, we have, you know, they mentioned soccer field, and then sometimes it's soccer fields. Okay, so at Wittick Park, I recommend that we name the field Mario Tessitore Youth Soccer Field. Okay, I've been doing what I've been doing for the city for 34 years, and Mario goes past me. And certainly his name on a soccer field in this city, to me, is very worthwhile. But I want to say that at Wittick Park, we have two fields. One field is 100% lined, prepared, and equipped for youth soccer. The other field is equipped, lined, and used for full-size soccer play, which generally starts when kids are, you know, 13, 14, 15, and all the way up with adults. I just want to clarify how we use those fields for and which purpose they are, okay? Now, I don't know if that matters in naming the fields one or two, okay? Certainly, I could see a nice big sign driving into Wittick Park where we play our youth games with Mario's name on it. Now, whether the committee wants to entertain the other field remains to be seen. I'm just telling you, the other field is geared to mostly adult usage. Okay, that's just information I want to share. Certainly am in favor of Mario's name on our soccer field for sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Yes, please. This is Denise Tessitore speaking again. It's possible.
I'm sorry, I hate to cut you off, Ms. Tessitore, but this is just for the committee members only at this time.
Oh, okay. I'm
my
so
my
sorry.
My apologies. I apologize to cut you off, but I just wanted to make sure I said that to you. This is just for the committee members for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No problem. Not a problem at all. So with that being said, any other the committee members have any other thoughts or ideas on that?
Just this is Randy for my I'm not as familiar with the program as others are, obviously. Have any other names been proposed, or do we have any other names to consider, or are we considering just this one name at the moment?
As far as I know,
this is the only name that we received.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess, Dennis, the question is name one or two fields. Is that that's what you're talking about, right?
Well, I just wanted to educate everybody to the circumstance at Wittick Park. And, you know, that's what we're doing now. You know, our numbers in our with our programs, it's not unique to soccer at all. Our numbers are not what they used to be, and that is for every program that we have. Okay, so we isolate our youth soccer program on the lower field at Wittick. We put three fields within the one field, and our youth program primarily works and practices and plays on that field. The other field is geared to an older age group, okay? And just information for you guys to consider, okay? And that's it. So that's what we're doing right now. Our numbers don't warrant us giving additional time. They don't need it at this point. So that's what we're doing probably for the last 4 years, give or take, with the field usage. We keep the older people in the upper field because when they come and they play, they like to hang around after their games. So we put them on the upper field because we don't want them driving through we don't want our youth soccer people showing up for their field and having to drive through the adults. Okay. We just don't want that. And everybody agrees to that, by the way. So we do have two fields, and there's currently there's pretty much two different dedications with that, those fields.
Dennis, I guess I have a question about maybe consistency. There's the same kind of situation at the Little League, isn't there?
You mean with different names?
There are multiple fields at the Little League, and there's a name. Is the name on the Little League field or the complex?
Right. So originally,
those other fields have names.
No, I mean, yeah, at the Little League complex, you got Mr. Yulowski for the baseball diamond, the 12-year-old Little League diamond is Yulowski Field. The complex now is Marcuccio, Ken Marcuccio. So we have that scenario at the Little League complex, okay? So there's two different names dedicated to that area. Now, listen, Mario.
Dennis, hold on. But are the other field, the other two Little League fields or minor league fields or whatever, do they have names on them?
No.
So it's just the complex and the main field.
Correct.
Is that the answer to your question, Jack?
That's
what I got. We have somewhat the same, but it's in a way, it's a lot different at the Ryan Athletic Complex, too, right?
Where we have the Flippo Field. We have the Flippo Field at Ryan Complex. We have Payton Field at Ryan Complex. We have Payton Fieldhouse at Ryan Complex. And we have William Red Clinch at Ryan Complex. Now, that could be the softball field was named after Mr. Clinch. And then the field became paid and sealed. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know, how that works out. There's, you know, there's a nice sign up there with Red Clinch's name on it. And, you know, but, you know, hey, it's all good, in my opinion. You know, he's recognized for his participation over the years. But with the erection of the new fields and whatnot, you know, the dedications, you know, the patents with the finance that they provided for that complex, you know, also warranted special recognition for them. So that's the situation up there. You actually have four names involved at Ryan.
Right, you have the sons of White. You have the sons of White there too.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah, they have a dedication there for Charlie DeCenzo. Correct. That makes five.
And then, it's, if we're going to go down memory lane, the complex at Bradley School is called the Amendola Complex, but none of the fields have names.
That's right.
So I guess what are we looking to suggest here?
Well, first thing I'll ask is if anybody else has anything else they want to chime in. I mean, I'm okay with naming the youth field if that's what the Parks and Recs recommends. If you want to name it the youth field after Mario, you know, I mean, he deserves it, so that's fine by me.
Listen, I'm not really pushing one way or another, but
absolutely. Sorry, I wasn't trying. I apologize. I wasn't trying to imply that. But
I'm just saying that's okay. Point. You know, it's fine. I just want to make clear. I'm educating the committee somewhat. Yeah. You know, maybe something they kind of didn't know. All right. But, you know, certainly a dedication to Mario, number one, is first and foremost. However you divvy it up, so be it. But first and foremost, this man deserves recognition and a dedication. And our youth soccer field fits best because, you know, that's what he was best at, you know. You know, he took care of the kids, and you know, I spent a real lot of time with that man. And you know, that's what he was all about. He would referee soccer games volunteer, which nobody does. You know, we don't get volunteers to umpire baseball games or referee basketball games, and Mario did them, you know, without taking a nickel. He's one of a kind.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll just, we can kind of wrap this up and just ask one more time if anybody else has any other opinion. And then I guess I would ask for the vote to recommend we call, you know, the Mario, the youth soccer field and recommend it to the Board of Alders. So.
Okay. Jack, is that your, I just want to,
Well, I guess that would be a clarification of mine, but you know, I think it certainly should recognize the youth involved. I didn't think about that before, but you know, again, there'd be no youth. Maybe there wouldn't even be a high school if Mario hadn't started the youth program. So I think it would be important to have his, not just his name, but what he accomplished, because he was the driving force behind all this. So I didn't think about that at the beginning, but as we got into it, so you know, I think Dennis's thought is a good one because it gives his name and his accomplishment at the same time.
So you would have to. I'm not exactly sure how you say.
I'll withdraw my motion so we get a clearer motion.
All right, and Dennis, will you withdraw your second?
Yeah, I thought I seconded Randy.
No, you seconded Jack's motion to whatever he said, but why don't we start?
Yeah, I was just trying to get a discussion going.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, sure. If we're starting a little bit over again, sure, I withdraw.
Yeah. Okay. So
again, you know, I just want to clarify what's actually happening there. okay? So that, you know, everyone knows.
Okay. All right. So then I guess I'll ask, we'll move forward and ask for another motion to move this forward to the Board of Alders then.
So I'll make the motion as Dennis presented to name the youth soccer field as the Mario Tessitore Youth Soccer Field.
All right. Is there a second?
Well, I'll second it because I thought maybe somebody else would, but I'll second it. Dennis.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So moved. Very nice. We can get that done, wrapped up, and get it in front of the Board of Alders, hopefully in time for the next meeting. So,
yeah.
And as someone who actually...
It is, in fact, our intent to have it on the meeting of the agenda for the 14th, which is next Thursday.
Okay. And I would hope there'd be some kind of a ceremony, you know, when a sign is put up to recognize them and invite family and the other people who've been involved with soccer for all these years.
Yeah.
Once it's approved, then we can, then that would be take the kid, because we have to order a sign too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And as someone who was on, as I see my old coach there, Mr. Harris, as someone who was on the first ever high school soccer team here in Derby, we owe a lot to Mario. So I'm very happy we got this done. So it's been, I can't even believe I'm going to say this now. It's been about 27 years, I think, since I played soccer at Derby, but it's because of him, we have a program. So he started, he brought it in. So very happy. And we can move that forward. Very nice. All right. Then if that's all we have, then I'll just ask for a, if nobody has anything else, we'll just ask for a motion to adjourn and we can get on with the weekend.
Randy, I move to adjourn.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming on a Friday afternoon. I really do appreciate it. And we'll see you at our next meeting.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
3:33 p.m. and happy Mother's Day to all the mamas.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Bye.